V'al kein osur lahaschil liktzor koidem k'tzira soimer shehu mitzvah. And it's for this reason why that we are forbidden to harvest the new crop of grain until we first harvest the barley for the omer. That's the mitzvah. Ki ikar aliyas hanefesh mibheim al odom ha'idei omer sarum kanal. Because as we learned earlier, one of the major items that helps us elevate the soul over the body is this korban omer, where we take animal food, barley, and we elevate it to Hashem. V'alkein, al yedei k'tzira so'oimer zoichen lekadesh es ha'k'tziro shel ha'tvua shetihye ha'k'tziro b'kedusha. Therefore, by harvesting the oimer, we're zoiche to purify, to sanctify all of our harvest, all of our grains. Bebechinas aliyas ha'nefesh, we elevate the spiritual. We strengthen the spiritual, the nefesh, the soul, over the body. V'alkein, osur liktzor koidem lazeh. And this is why you're not allowed to do any harvesting of the new crop before harvesting the omer. Ki k'tziras hatvua shel Yisroel tzor shetia b'kedusha gedoila. Because the harvest of a Jew, of a Jew's crops, has to be with holiness, with great holiness. Bebechinas aliyas hanefesh, it's got to be a spiritual elevation. Shezeh nas al yidei k'tzira soimer soirim shehu mitzvah kanal. That kedusha is accomplished. It's brought into the picture through the harvesting of the omer soirim, which is a mitzvah, a major mitzvah. Paragraph tesvov. Vezeh bechinas yoiducho amim elikim, yoiducho amim kulon. Eretz Nosna Yevula. This is one of the sentences that we recite when we count the Omer. This is one of the chapters of Tehillim that we say after we make the brach on the Omer, Lamanatseach Benegino is Mizmor Shir, and in that paragraph of Tehillim we recite these words, that nations will praise Hashem, complete nations of the world, and the land will give forth its produce. The land will give forth its produce. Ki al yidei she'eretz noisenes yevula, because by the earth giving forth its produce, shehu b'chinas his'alus ha'nefesh al aguf, which we learned earlier, was an example of the soul rising above the body, the tzoymeach above the doimim, al yidei ze nizbatlin ho'amim. This brings about the downfall and the elimination of the other nations that oppose us. Shehein b'chinas guf. They compare to us their body. We're nefesh, we're soul, they're guf. So if by bringing the omer we're elevating the nefesh, when we elevate the nefesh, the guf goes down. This brings about the defeat of these enemies. Uboim gam kein lehiskare velakedusha. And therefore, some of them actually change their ways and they decide to come close to the kedusha. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Yoiducho Amim Kulam, that all the nations will give praise to Hashem. How? Alidei Eretz Nosna Yevula, by the earth, the land giving forth its produce through this mitzvah of the Omer Soirim, through this whole process. Vezeh Bechinas, and this is also what the pasuk says in Novi in Yoel chapter 2. Veloy Etein Eschem Cherpas Roov Bagoyim. I will not allow you, the Jewish people, to suffer the shame of famine among the other nations. Ki horov hu cherpo liYisrael, because famine is a shame for the Jewish people. Shehem b'chinas nefesh, the Jewish people are soul. Ki horov chas v'sholom moira al hisgabrus haguf chas v'sholom. Because when we talk about a famine, people starving, then the body is playing a very dominant role. And the starvation of the body can actually destroy the body and the soul, can kill the person. And when the guf is stronger than the body, then the earth does not give its produce. We said when the earth is giving its produce, then the nefesh is rising above the guf. The earth is the guf. The tzomeach, which is a higher level of creation, is the soul. So when the tzomeach is coming forth from the earth, The nefesh is rising above the soul. But when the nefesh, when the guf is strong, then the produce is not being produced. Because then the earth is overpowering the plant, and it's not allowing the plant to come up. And therefore, li'osir in the future, she'anachnu noshuv l'Hashem, when we will all return to Hashem, v'Hashem yisborach yoshuv eleinu, and Hashem will return to us, and as we find in that chapter of Tehillim, the promises that Hashem makes to the Jews, that we're going to be zeichet to see Hashem clearly. That's another example of the soul rising above the body, a spiritual elevation. She'oz yoydenes Hashem yisborach u'makiren oisoy kol echod k'fi ma shezocheh lahagbir nafshi al haguf. Then we're able to see Hashem and understand Hashem, each and every person, to the degree that they succeeded in making the soul superior and more important than the body. Alkein nemar shom le'inyan haftochos hiskar yisrael avim shebashmayim. Therefore, the pasuk over there says, regarding the promises that Hashem makes about how close we're going to get to Him, it says, "V'lo yetein eschem oid cherpas rov bagoyim." You will no longer suffer famine among the other nations. You won't be suffering anymore from lack of food. Ki soiva v'zoil hu bechinas hisalus hanefesh al haguf. Because when there's plentifulness, and when food is not expensive, when it's easily available, then the soul is rising above the body. That's what makes the Jews come close to Hashem. And we get to see Hashem and recognize Hashem and everything. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the beginning of chapter 37, She'ikar habriya hoisa begindi ishtamaydoinle, that the main purpose of creation was that man should be zeicha to be aware and understanding of Hashem. V'acharkach maschel Rabbeinu shem ledaber miguf v'nefesh. And with that introduction, that our main goal is to recognize and understand Hashem, then Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say, now there's a guf and a nefesh, light and darkness, etc. Because the more we succeed in strengthening the soul over the body, the more we're zeichet to a true awareness and clarity about Hashem. And this is why the pasuk says over there in Yoel, regarding Hashem's promise that we're not going to be lacking in any food, we're going to have everything we need, Sheyu nitzoylin min harov, will be saved from famine. Nemar sham, the pasuk says there, va'achaltem ochel v'savoya, you will eat to your heart's content. You'll have everything. You'll have a lot to eat. V'hilaltem es shem Hashem, and you will praise the name of Hashem. V'yedatem, and you will know, ki bekerev Yisrael oni, that I am among the Jewish people, Hashem says. Because when we are zeichet to plentifulness, the opposite of famine, dahainu hisgabrus hanefesh al haguf. Remember, we said soiva means that those plants and vegetables and fruit are all coming up. That soimeach is coming up from the oretz. The nefesh is rising above the guf. The oretz is the guf. That soimeach, a higher level, is the nefesh. So when there's plentiful food, it means that the plant kingdom, which is higher, which is soul, is rising out of the earth, out of the guf and everything. When that's happening, al yidei zeh zeichen leida ulahakir oisi yisborach beguf v'nefesh. Then we zeichet to understand Hashem and feel Hashem in body and soul, with our bodies and with our souls, kemo shiyeh losir, as it'll be in the future when there'll be tchias amesim, as we learned earlier. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, v'achaltem ochel v'savoya, you'll eat and there'll be plentifulness. V'idatem ki v'keri soloni, and you will know that I'm among the Jews. kai de achila de gdusha, bechinas tzadik oichel esoy v'nafshoy. Because when we're eating properly, when we're eating with holiness, like the tzaddik eats, the pasuk says tzaddik eats to satisfy the nefesh, not the guf. He's not eating because of physical, materialistic desire. He's eating for spirituality. Your purpose of eating will be to praise Hashem, not to enjoy the food. It'll be vilaltem es Hashem. She'ikar ho'achilo hu bishvil nafshoi, that the main focus of the eating is going to be for the sake of my soul. Lahalel es Hashem, to give praise to Hashem, to say the brachas and everything. Ayideze ikar klolius haguf benefesh kanal. That's how we take the body and we turn it into soul. Because again, eating is a physical experience. What do you mean? Eating is physical. No, not by a Jew. By a Jew, the physical eating is totally enveloped and wrapped up in spirituality. He does 100 checks before he buys the food. There's 100 boundaries before he knows that this is a food that's positive for his soul. Not for the body. The body can eat the... But for the soul, it's got to be kosher and all kinds of different requirements. And then before he eats it, there's a bracha before and washing his hands and birchas hamazon, all kinds of stuff, all kinds of spirituality. And through this, we're zoche to really understand Hashem and come close to Hashem. Bechinas vidatem ki bekerav Yisrael oni v'ani Hashem alekeichem ve'enoid. You will know that I am among the Jewish people, and I am your Hashem, and there is no other. Amen v'amen. With this, Rav Nosson Zal concludes the halacha. Then he adds one more little piece. V'zeh shom Rabbi Seinuzal, and this is also why our rabbis say, Godol yoim hagshomim ki yoim shenitna boi Torah. That a day in which it rains is as special as the day in which Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai. What's the comparison? What in the world do the two have in common? Ki hagshomim heim bechinas his'alus hanefesh. Because we said before, Geshem is an example of hamtokas hadinim. The Geshem comes from gvurois. Gvurois gshomim, thunder, light, all of that stuff. And yet water is chesed. So rain coming down is an example of hamtokas hadinim. When there's hamtokas hadinim, the nefesh is rising above the guf. The guf is tzimtzum, the guf is din, compared to the nefesh, which is chesed, compared to the guf. Bechinas Torah, shubchinas Torah, just like the Torah. The Torah elevates the nefesh, and rain elevates the nefesh. Rain makes for plentifulness, soiva, the opposite of famine. And another statement that our rabbis tell us there in Masechet Tainis about rain is, Godol yoim hakshomim kitchias hameisim. A day on which it rains is special like when Hashem will bring the dead back to life. Ulefikoch kavua betchias hameisim. And that's why the rabbis established that we mention rain in the bracha of tchias hameisim. Mashiv haruach omoyred hageshem, Mechalkel chayim bechesed, mechayim meisim berachamim rabim. Ki hakshomim heim bechinas hisgabrus hanefesh al haguf. Because rain, as we learned earlier, is related to the soul rising above the body. Shehaguf nichlal benefesh, that the body becomes part of the soul, the body becomes subservient to and totally plugged in to the soul. Shezeh bechinas tchias hameisim. And that's exactly what's going to be by Tchias HaMeisim. Bechinas Chayim Nitzchiyim Shelosid Kanal. The eternal life that we're going to experience in the future is going to be where the body is going to be like the soul. They're not going to be far apart like they are now by most people, where the body is pulling in one direction, the soul's pulling in a different direction. Then the body is going to be so holy, so high, that it's going to be just about like the soul. Baruch Hashem.